Sex and Dancing and Rock and Roll by Christy in the Dark. Read by Potvig Lover. Even without seeing the lights of Ray's apartment from the street, and even without the beat of the music floating down the hallway as he approached Ray's door, Fraser still would have known that Ray was home. The earthy aroma of Ray's sweat greeted him well before he got close enough to pull the key out of his pocket of his jeans to unlock the door. He'd always been sensitive to Ray's scent, but now he was even more so, to the point of distraction. Fraser still wasn't used to possessing Ray's apartment key, and he couldn't shake the feeling that he was trespassing, that he needed to be secretive, as he quietly turned the knob, let himself in, and shut the door. When Ray had first presented him with a key, Fraser had been touched that Ray trusted him enough, that Ray loved him enough, but Fraser hadn't truly understood the magnitude of the gesture at the time, of just how much Ray was letting him in. He didn't know that he'd be able to see Ray when he was like this. The furniture was shoved back, the rug pushed to the side, and Ray was... Well, dancing seemed like such a mundane word for what Ray was doing. Ray was electricity, Ray was chemistry, Ray was sex. Fraser couldn't tear his eyes away as he watched Ray, Ray's t-shirt drenched and sticking to his skin, as his body moved with such graceful emotion to the driving tempo, rage, passion, happiness, lust, all there on display for only Fraser to witness. To be able to move the way Ray moved, to be able to be so free, even for a little while, it almost hurt to think about. Fraser felt the craving to let go unfurl deep within his belly, but he had no clue how to go about it. So he just watched. Watching Ray made Fraser dizzy. It made him want. Fraser knew the moment Ray was aware of his presence. Ray's head, loose on his shoulders, tensed momentarily, and then relaxed again. There was no other sign, and Ray kept dancing. Fraser stayed where he was for a long moment, unsure of what his next step should be. But when Ray turned his back to Fraser, swaying in a most becoming manner, Fraser could no longer hang back. He walked over quickly, the need to touch Ray suddenly overwhelming, and grabbed Ray's hips, stilling them and pulling them back against the aching hardness of his trapped erection. Ray huffed out a laugh. I knew you were there, Ray told him. I know. He buried his face in Ray's hair and breathed in deeply. Of course you did, Ray laughed again. The laughter turned into a groan as Fraser began to lick the sweat from Ray's neck, and then slid his hands underneath Ray's shirt, across his stomach and up to stroke his nipples. Oh, you like to watch me, Ray said breathlessly. It wasn't a question. Yes, I do. Fraser ran his tongue along the edge of Ray's t-shirt, then bit down. Ray gasped and thrust back against him. Then he reached back and firmly grasped Fraser's hips. Dance with me, Ray said. Fraser automatically started shaking his head. No, I... None of that bullshit, Fraser. Just think of it like we're fucking. Come on, dance with me. Ray was impossible to resist, and Fraser didn't know why he ever even tried. Besides, Ray was there to guide him and keep him close, keep their bodies moving as one. And Ray was right. It was very close to fucking, especially the way Ray's ass brushed against Fraser's cock over and over and over again, bringing Fraser to the point where he could barely think. He could just feel. He could just move. Fraser was beginning to sweat now, his vision blurry with the heat, as he panted into Ray's ear. Too soon, Fraser was on the edge of coming, and he knew without a doubt that Ray was too. One of Fraser's hands dropped down, and then he began to stroke his palm up and down Ray's diamond-covered cock, reveling in Ray's moans and the way Ray's rhythm was starting to falter and stutter. "Oh God, Fraser! Fuck!" Ray moaned, and then came apart in Fraser's arms, his knees buckling. Fraser held him up, thrusting against him once, twice. Then orgasm grabbed him and shook him hard, making him weak, and he let them both collapse into a heap on the polished wood floor. "See, Fraser," Ray mumbled sleepily after a little while. "You dance just fine." Fraser could only smile. The end.